Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, May 30th, 2018. 7 tips to help you refocus during a meltdown. There you are, feeling like someone pushed you out of the plane without a parachute, free-falling again. You simply cannot stop thinking about this all-consuming issue. What do you do? Worry? Fret? Or pray? We are told to pray in times like these, Philippians 4:6-7. But is that all we can do during meltdown moments? As I mentioned last week, I'm smack in the middle of a major situation with so many uncertainties. A few days ago, I had a meltdown. A tiny and unrelated issue caused me to totally lose it. Any of you ever been there? Or am I the only yo-yo around? But I don't want to fail my Lord and succumb to worrying and complaining. I want to be more a woman of faith than I was the last time. But how? In His kindness, my Lord reminded me of 7 practical things besides prayer to help me refocus on Him and not the issue. I have used these with great success, including with this trial. I am sure they will help you as well. First, praise God. Sing or play music that lifts your spirit, especially worship songs. 2, make a gratitude list. Include what you're grateful for in this current situation. Example, I'm so thankful you are faithful and will catch me, Lord. 3, read and speak God's word. If you have a hard time focusing on what you are reading, try reading out loud or a different passage, one in which the Lord has comforted you in the past. Psalms are a great place to start. 4, do something productive. This is the one I used when I had my recent meltdown. First, I cried to the Lord. Then I thought, what is on my to-do list so I can at least be a little more productive than having a full-blown pity party? I needed something that required a certain degree of concentration, but not a lot. So that's what I did, along with putting on some of my favorite praise music. It worked wonders. Your project could be an enjoyable hobby, tending to the needs of your family, making a meal, cleaning, making a shopping list, and so on. 5, engage in physical activity. Take a walk, work in the garden, go to the gym. Make yourself get up and do something. Exercise has been scientifically proven to help with runaway emotions. 6, talk it out with a godly person. Not to dump and complain, but for assistance in finding solutions and enlisting their prayers. 7, do something with or for others. You'll be surprised how well this one works. Write a note, call a friend, pray for someone in dire need. See Isaiah 58:9-11. Obviously, you can do these in combination and by all means, pray during it. The key is to switch your focus off the problem unto something that pleases God. It is a choice that you can make with God's enabling grace. Therefore, my friends, when a major problem comes your way, think about it with God. Do what you can to find solutions. But if you have to wait for answers, like 99% of the time, and are having a meltdown, go do something productive and pleasing to the Lord. Then watch your anxiety slip away. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.